A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuv Chav Zayin, Baba Basra 127a, pagination is 253. We're starting on the fourth of the wide lines, where the Gemara tells us something called Bechor Velo Safik. The firstborn, to get a double portion of inheritance, has to be a definitive firstborn and not a case of doubt. And this causes us some introspective analysis, we might call it, because, as Rashbam tells us, about 10 lines up from the bottom, in the beginning of a line, Safik Bechor Pshita. Of course, if we're not sure that he's a Bechor, he wouldn't be able to take a double portion. Ellen ken maisi raya shuha bechor. He would have to bring proof that he's indeed the bechor. And what were we thinking that required a special drasha from the Torah to tell me bechor velo safek, a firstborn, but he has to be definitive? And so the Gemara, five lines into the wide, tells us la'afuke mididorash rova. It's coming to exclude the case of Rava, where logically we could have orchestrated a solution for this Bechor, but now that we know that there's a rule, Bechor velo safek, the Bechor will not get his firstborn portion. What's that case? Didorash Rava, because originally Rava taught as follows. Shtei Noshim, there were two women, Sheyoldu Beis Zecharim B'mei Chavei. They gave birth to two male children, but everything was in hiding. It was dark. There was no way to identify. And as soon as the children were born, they were mixed up, and we don't know who is the child of whom. Said Rava, they have a solution. What apparently happens is that their fathers later had more children, and upon the father's passing, they would like to figure out a way that they, entitled to the firstborn portion, each one of his own father, but they don't know how to pull off the double portion. Kosvim harsha'a zeloze. They could write an authorization, one to the other, which says, if I'm the Bechor, so I'm taking it for myself. And if I'm not the Bechor, here's this written authorization from the other brother, who's my competitor, so to speak, for the Bechor position, that he authorizes me to collect on his behalf. And then they make a deal to exclude the other brothers from the double portion, that they'll divide this double portion between the two of them. So this was a situation of a doubtful Bechor, or, quite frankly, a doubtful child. Question could come up even in a regular case. Doubtful child, he wants to collect together with those brothers. He wants to collect the double portion of firstborn, or he wants to collect at all. And they say, I don't know what your story is for sure. So the case would be, Kosvin Harsha'a, you write an authorization one to the other, and he could say what we call a mimonafshach, either or. Either I'm the real brother, or I'm representing the real brother. And this would work according to Rava's presentation in the case of a Bechor. Omale Rav Papa le Rava, Rav Papa said to Rava, Vashalach Ravin, Ravin sent, Doveze sho'alti l'chol rabosai, I asked this question to my teachers, v'l'omar li davar, and they didn't give me a definitive ruling. Baram, nevertheless, definitively, kach omro mishum Rabbianai. There is a statement from Rabbianai that hukru ulubsof nisarvu kosvin hasho'o zelozeh. If they were recognized and then they got mixed up, so then it's just a doubt in front of us. That's a doubt that developed so they could do this authorization solution. Lo hukru, but if they were never recognized as the firstborn, because the birth was in darkness and hidden, and no one ever recognized the child, to give him the recognition of being a firstborn, Ein Kosin Harsho Ze Lo Ze, this solution, which sounds so logical, would not work because of the pasuk that says that he has to be a bechor, and we understand that to mean velo suffik, and not somebody who you did your mathematical calculations, but you don't really know who the bechor is, and you never knew who the bechor was. And then the harsha does not work because he never got that status of bechor. After this statement of objection was made, the Gemara continues, Hadar uki Rava amora ale, Rava retracted his ruling, Vidarash, and he said, Devarim she'amarti lechem taus heim biyadi, that which I taught you, that even a birth in hidden, where the child was never recognized as a bechor, they could write an authorization one to the other, that's a mistake. Baram, indeed, kach amru mishum Rabbi Yanai, he quoted Rabbi Yanai and said, hukru lebesof nisarvu, kosvim harsho zeloze. If they were recognized, and then they got mixed up, then you could write an authorization. Lo hukru, if they were not recognized ever, ein kosvim harsho zeloze, you can't write authorization one to the other, because they never had the status of a bechor, and that's what the pasuk meant to exclude when it said that he has to be a bechor, and we understand that to mean velo suffik, and not someone who's in doubt. Rashbam said, if he's in doubt, how could he ever collect? The answer is, he's got a system to collect. He's got a calculation, because it's either him or his other brother, and they want to exclude all the other brothers from the double portion, and they'll split the double portion between them, but that only works if they were indeed identified at some point as firstborn. And then they could do a correction on the confusion that ensued. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Se'if Yud Aleph, Mishen istapik lanu, if we're in doubt, if a person is a bechor or a pashut, for example, they got mixed up, eino notel pi shenayim. He can't take a double portion because he's not able to prove it. Veketzad osin, what could they do? Im hukru lebesof nisarvu, if they were recognized and then got mixed up, Kosvim Harsha Zalaza, they could write the authorization, and he presents himself and says, either it's me or I'm representing my brother. V'notlum chelik bechora, and they could get the double portion and split it between themselves as per their agreement. V'im lo hukru, but if they were not recognized, kigon sheyoldu b'mechavoa, they were born in a hidden place, a notum chelik bechora, they would not be able to take the chelik bechora because they were never identified as such. The Rama adds in another case, which is important to be aware of because we're always supposed to be very careful about who the woman is with and make sure that we have those months of havchana, separation between husbands. Even if a couple is separated, for example, if they were married, there has to be a period of time after a divorce, for example, before the woman is allowed to marry, and that needs rabbinic counsel. We need to know exactly how long that period should be. We have such a case, for example, by someone who's converting to Judaism, and they're converting as a couple, just as an example. We need to know whether the child was fathered while the father was not Jewish or after he became Jewish, and we have to have a degree of havchana, some sort of separation, to make sure. And the concern is articulated in a number of places, among them over here in the Rama, Safek bentes larishon o ben sheva lo acharon. We're not sure in this case if the child is a 9-month child to the first husband, or a preemie, as we would call it, ben shiva, a 7-month child, our expression, an early birth, la'acharon, to the new husband, and therefore this child isn't sure whether he's the child to inherit there or the child to inherit here. Eina yoresh echad mehen, he cannot inherit either, because in each case it's hamotzi mechavera olaf haraya, he's not able to prove his case. V'haba acharov, and the child that's born next, eina notel chelek bechora, is not going to get a firstborn portion. Afilu b'harsha min asafek, even if he tries to strike this authorization deal with the doubtful child, he's still not going to be able to get his double portion, because one side of the suffix, the doubt, is that he's the firstborn by this father, but the other side of the doubt is that he's a child of a different father entirely. And therefore, even with the harsha, it will not work. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.